Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to beneficiaries through video conferencing today, marking a monumental milestone in the country's rural empowerment and governance journey. The property cards will be distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Our correspondent reports that the scheme aims to drive the economic transformation of rural India by providing property owners in village Abadi areas with a record of rights. Prime Minister Modi has lauded the Indian space startup Digantar for the success of Mission Scott. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This is an important contribution of the growing Indian space industry towards enhancing space situational awareness. Mission SCOT, which stands for Space Camera for Object Tracking, is the world's first commercial space situational awareness satellite. It will monitor low Earth orbit with improved efficiency." The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved 11,440 crore rupees revival package for Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited, RINL. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav told media in New Delhi yesterday that the revival package was cleared in yesterday's cabinet meeting. He said RINL is an important company in the country's steel sector, located in Andhra Pradesh. The budget session of Parliament will commence from the 31st of this month. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 31st of January, and the Union Budget will be presented on the 1st of February. The first part of the budget session will be held from 31st January to 13th of next month, while the second leg of the budget session will be held from 10th of March to 4th of April. A total of 12 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have lost their lives so far in the conflict, and 16 are still missing. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 96 Indian nationals serving in the Russian army have returned and been discharged by the Russian army so far. On the situation in Bangladesh, the spokesperson said India wants friendly relations with Bangladesh. He informed that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent India at the swearing-in ceremony of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. The Reserve Bank of India has asked banks to ensure nominations in new and all existing customers' deposit accounts and safety lockers, highlighting that a large number of accounts do not have nominations. The nomination facility is intended to minimize the hardship and facilitate expeditious settlement of claims of the family members on the death of a depositor. Filing of nominations for the 70-member Delhi Assembly ended yesterday, with over 1,000 candidates submitting their papers. With the end of the nominations, the candidates from Aam Aadmi Party, BJP and Congress, as well as small parties and independents, have intensified their campaign by holding padyatras and door-to-door meetings to seek support in their favour. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld a federal law proposing nationwide ban on video sharing platform TikTok beginning tomorrow unless the Chinese-owned social media is sold to a U.S.-based owner. The unanimous ruling issued yesterday aligns with Congress and the Justice Department's stance that TikTok, owned by Chinese company ByteDance, poses a national security threat. The U.S. has joined India in implementing a nationwide ban on TikTok and several other countries. The IMD has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions during night and early morning hours in many parts of Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Chandigarh today. Similar conditions are expected in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Orissa, MP and northeastern states for the next day. And in the India Open Badminton Tournament, Indian men's doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will face third-seeded Malaysian duo of Go Zhe Fei and Nuruzzuddin in the semi-final at the KT Jadhav Indoor Stadium in New Delhi this evening. And in the Khoko World Cup 2025, both Indian men's and women's teams have advanced to the semi-finals. Both teams have been exceptional throughout the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.